حضرت ابو سعید خدری رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says that نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said ایاکم والجلوس فی الطرقات, beware, do not sit on the roads, that is sitting on the side of the roads as is common in many places, like many places they have the tea tables also at restaurants on the pavements and people sit there and have their tea, or people just sit on the side of the road having discussions, etc. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned against that. Don't sit there idly passing your time, just talking and just sitting by the road and watching all the things that are happening there. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا لَنَا مِن مَجَالِسِنَا بُدٌّ. They said, oh Allah's Rasul, it is necessary for us to discuss. We have various types of discussions, whether it is dini discussions, business discussions, or political discussions, whatever, we sit here and we talk. And that is why we gather at the places and we talk. نَتَحَدَّثُ فِيهَا. We have our discussions here. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فَإِذَا أَبَيْتُمْ إِلَّا الْمَجْلِسِ فَعَاتُوا الطَّرِيقَ حَقَّهُ. If you feel that you have to have your gatherings there, you have to sit by the side of the road and where people are passing, etc., then fulfill the rights of the road. Then the Sahaba asked, قَالُوا وَمَا حَقُّ الطَّرِيقِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is the right of the road? What does it mean? What are the full rights of the road that we have to fulfill? قَالْ غَدُّ الْبَصَرِ. The first one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keep your gazes low. As you are sitting there, all men, women are passing, don't look at the woman. Women are walking up and down for their work also, don't look at the woman. That was the first right. وَكَفُّ الْأَذَى. And do not cause inconvenience to anyone. You are sitting where people have to walk, you blocking their way, etc. Or you start talking very loudly, shouting, etc., causing inconvenience to people. وَرَدُّ السَّلَامُ. And make salam also and reply to the salam, which is the more greater and important thing. If you make yourself salam, that is very good. But at least if people make salam to you, then reply to that salam. وَالْأَمْرُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. And if you see anyone doing anything wrong, then in a suitable manner, correct that. Tell that person what is the wrong that that person is doing. وَالنَّحْيُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. And forbid from the wrong. Command what is the right and forbid from the wrong. These are the rights. If you have to be sitting in these places, in public places, and where then they fulfill the rights of those public places. Yeah, what it means that ghaddul basar, that we must avoid our gazes from looking at those women that we are not permitted to look at. In the next hadith, Hazrat Abu Nabi Talha, Zayd ibn Sahal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal, Hazrat Abu Talha, Zayd ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, kunna qu'udan bil afniyati. We were sitting what we will call today the stoop of the house. That is on the front side by the roadside. There is a little stoop. We were sitting on the stoop there and we were busy talking, natahaddathu fiha. فَجَاءَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَامَ عَلَيْنَا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he stood by us. فَقَالَ مَا لَكُمْ وَلِمَجَالِسِ السُّعَدَاتِ. He says, why are you people sitting here in this public place here? Why are you sitting on the road, watching everything what is happening on the road? Why are you sitting here? اِجْتَنِبُوا مَجَالِسِ السُّعَدَاتِ. Stay away, don't sit here. Don't rather be in your houses. Don't sit here outside and looking at the tamasha, at the entertainment, who's coming, who's going, what is happening. Avoid this. فَقُلْنَا. We replied and said, إِنَّمَا قَعَدْنَا لِغَيْرِ مَا بَأْسِ. We are sitting here and we are not doing anything wrong. We're just sitting, having some discussions, whether it's dini discussions, dunyawi discussions, but just like, for example, we get together and we stand outside. Normally, we stand by the road on the side, or we put chairs, we sit down there, and this also commonly happens at the time of a wedding, at the time of a funeral. People are just milling around. So this the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam discouraged from just milling around and just standing around. Many of us, even after namaz, we will go outside and we'll just have our little gatherings there. We'll be milling around. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam discouraged from this. So the Sahaba replied and said that we are just talking, qa'adna natadhakaru. We are sitting and we are making some muzakaras. Whether it is dini muzakaras, dunyawi, whatever, when atahaddathu, and we are talking. Qal, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ama la fa'addu haqqaha. Imma la fa'addu haqqaha. If however you feel you have to be in these gatherings, you have to sit, etc., then fulfill the rights of the gatherings. Ghaddul basar. Again, the first thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that keep your gazes low. Look down. Don't look at all the women who are passing there all the time. And many times we say that we are just talking, we're just sitting around here, passing our time. But inside, the niyat is to be looking at the women who are passing here. And we are to watch every woman that is passing there. So therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited from that. Wa raddu salam. And may reply to the salam. Wa husnul kalam. And let there be good speech. Speaking in the correct manner. As far as speaking in the correct manner, it means that a person should avoid backbiting. This is what happens also commonly when we just milling around, standing around and talking. Even at funerals, people get together, make the small groups, etc., and start talking. In these gatherings, all these things happens backbiting, carrying tales, speaking lies, and other such futile talks. In our time, all commentary, sports, etc., weather, all these type of things we talk. It also includes greeting others. That is good, to greet others, being polite, directing people to destinations, etc. People ask you destinations. So in short, in this ahadith also, we are discouraged and we are told not to look at other strange women, and that's the main subject of this chapter. Wa akhiru da'wana.